But right now, as we do on a Monday at around about this time, every Monday, we're going to do this.
Dermot and Dave.
Mind yourself now. Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
On Today FM.
Now, for new parents, it's usually an exciting and often anxious time. However, for some new mothers, it can be a truly difficult time. Postnatal depression is a term that is often discussed, but how do you know when it's more than just baby blues, and how do you help someone going through it? Irene Lowry is from Nurture. She is the founder and CEO of Nurture, and she has joined us this morning in studio from Mind Yourself Now. Hey, Irene.
How's it going?
Well, we're going great. Lovely to have you in studio.
Well, it's great. It's great you guys are covering this. Really is fantastic.
Yeah, we do. That's what we try and do on Mind Yourself Now, is pick different topics that are affecting different people in different ways and see if we can get somebody in to kind of explain and go a bit deeper on it. So, postnatal depression, like, what is it versus, we mentioned in the intro, versus the baby blues? Like, are they two separate things?
They're very separate. An awful lot of women think when they have baby blues. So baby blues are for the first 14 days after you have a baby for a woman. And they confuse the 14 days to afterwards and think it's still baby blues. So the difference between baby blues and postnatal depression is a woman who has baby blues will be crying, will be upset. It's the hormone levels really coming down after the pregnancy.
Okay.
And then crying a lot, feeling overwhelmed. I've done it myself with baby blues. I remember my husband bringing in people to meet us and never told me. And I'm in the kitchen with all these bottles and I just broke down. I just couldn't cope when I saw these people coming in. I was thinking, oh my God, I have to entertain them as well. And then I suppose what happens then is that after the 14 days, generally the hormone levels settle.
Okay.
And you start sort of feeling a bit like yourself again. But then with postnatal depression, it just drags on. And that means then that you become, your world becomes very, very small.
So what are the symptoms if people are...
Crying. Sleep deprivation for postnatal depression is huge if women don't get sleep. And we all know with a new baby, it's very difficult for both the man and the woman to get sleep. So sleep deprivation is a major key element. And then feeling overwhelmed, not being able to cope as you were. Loss of identity. Who am I anymore? And the man will actually say that about the woman. I don't recognise who I'm married to.
All right.
So postnatal depression in Ireland at the moment is 18,000 women diagnosed annually. It's quite scary, the figures.
And you'd have to assume that there are a lot of women who just aren't diagnosed.
Yes, there's a lot of women who actually don't know what is wrong with them. They just kind of keep going. Then what happens is, as it progresses, because it is a progressive illness, is women won't answer the phone. They'll cut off their friends. They may even cut off families, and they might ask the partner to cut off their families. They're ashamed. They're embarrassed. And a public health nurse is always with a woman after a new baby. But unfortunately, they will ask the questions as much as possible. Their main job is to look after the baby.
Of course, yeah.
And should there be more emphasis on the woman? Absolutely. But then you've got this whole area as well where women are reluctant to tell the public health nurse the truth.
Yeah. And what about the worrying or obsessive behaviour? Is that part of it?
That's postnatal anxiety. So a woman can have a baby and connect with the baby perfectly well and can have these joyous occasions. Absolutely. But we work, I suppose, with the women who don't and the partners who don't. Postnatal anxiety is that connection or disconnection with the baby. Over-anxious, I'm not giving the baby to anybody. So if anybody wants to support the woman, I'll take the baby. No.
Okay.
No. They might be looking over the cot every night. Obsessive, compulsive behaviour also. Developing irrational thoughts. I might hurt the baby.
Okay,
I might hurt myself.
The baby. Right, yeah.
So it can grow.
I'm looking at it as a dad, looking from the kind of husband's and the dad's point of view. Like, if you're seeing these signs, is the best advice to approach your wife, or is the best advice to approach someone else who can? Because I mean, often if you're the one who goes up and goes, do you know what I think? You might just enrage the woman even further.
I have just diagnosed you myself.
Yeah, exactly.
In my spare time.
Are you better off pointing towards the GP?
You're better off. I think it's step by step. We have a man at the moment who we have three men at the minute who are seriously struggling trying to have that conversation. So I think at first it's polite, isn't it, to talk with your partner on a very simple level if you can. That, you know what, I think there's a bit of a difference in you now. I don't know if you see it. it's treading gently. And then if that doesn't work, or sometimes within women as well, there's rage. They're angry that they've been left this way as well. And they don't know what to do with that anger. And sometimes they turn that in on themselves. So then the next stop is there a friend? Is there a family member?
Right.
Her mother, her father, if they're alive, could you go and talk to them about the situation?
Yeah.
Could they then talk to her? And if that's not going to work, is there a friend? And if that doesn't work, then you're left with the GP or you're left with professionals. Mm. But I think what's really key to say today is to all women and men listening this morning is it's not a woman's fault. Women feel it's their fault. They brought it on themselves. They've absolutely no control over this. Mm. There's nothing for them to be ashamed for. And that for the professionals, including our own organisation, it's not to press that button and go, oh, do you know what? She can't cope. I'm going to phone everybody. It's not about that. It's about offering a support, as much support as possible. And we know that with women with postnatal depression, if they've got support around them, family, friends who'll come in and take the baby for a couple of hours, that helps a woman hugely.
That's what I was going to ask you. What are the steps then after a diagnosis to eventually reach a cure?
Professional help is absolutely paramount. GPs have a duty of care also. Medication can come into it at the GP's discretion. We don't get involved in that. We're a support organisation.
Does your GP diagnose it? Or does your GP refer you to someone else, like a psychologist or someone else who will diagnose you?
A GP will diagnose it, absolutely. But if there's, I suppose there's degrees of postnatal depression. The main area in postnatal depression for 90% of women, they may need medication, a low antidepressant. An antidepressant is non-addictive. Where you get into addiction is sleeping tablets, Xanax, those kind of tablets. Mm. You're into a different sphere. And then if the GP is more than worried about the irrational thoughts of the woman, then he will refer her to a psychiatrist who will diagnose and...
How long does it usually take, if you know, from diagnosis to feeling like yourself again? Can it take weeks or months?
It can take weeks or months. It depends on what interventions, professional interventions, are out there. With our organisation, we have 28 counsellors nationwide. They're all fully trained up in the areas we work with, which is one of them is postnatal depression, traumatic birth, IVF, pregnancy loss, miscarriages, 15,000 women as well. It seems to be an area... And why is it so silent? It's because women themselves lock themselves into the embarrassment and shame, and it's not theirs to hold.
Of course, yeah.
So it can go on for as long as it needs to go on. But with professional intervention, with our counselling support, we know within 10 weeks a woman can be really well.
That's really good to hear.
Really well.
Yeah, there's an interesting question in on 087-4100-102. Can men get postnatal depression? My partner went into a shell after our first was born, and our second is now 10 weeks, and I see him acting the same way.
Absolutely, and I suppose the answer to that is quite simple, isn't it? It's 5 to 10% of men. If a man is living with a woman and you have a baby... of course he's going to be affected. Mm. And this idea that men, we support men also, and this idea that men don't need to talk is the greatest load of baloney I've ever heard. Mm. Men need to talk. Men need supports. Who do they go to? They're not going to go to the pub and sit down in the pub and talk about, they'll talk football, they'll talk safe subjects. But they're not going to say, well, by the way, my wife is this way.
Can they go to nurture?
Yes, absolutely. We've counselled 8,200 women in the last 10 years and 2,500 men.
Right.
Do you think it's something that's on the increase, either for, you know, environmental factors, or that more women and men are coming forward now saying, putting their hands up, saying there's something wrong?
I think, have we moved the dial? I've often been asked that question in the 10 years. I would have liked us to move the dial much more. And that's why I said to both of you at the start of this interview, seriously, to get this conversation out there, if you think about suicide in Ireland, it's talked about on all media stations. It's talked about everywhere, and rightly so. But this area is so stigmatised and taboo. Men need support, women need support, and with the support they can be really well. Otherwise marriages fail.
Yeah.
They just fall apart.
So much collateral damage.
Yeah.
And there's lots of questions in. One from Sandra, Irene, says, is postnatal depression more common in older mothers?
No.
It's not.
Doesn't matter, no.
No.
Age is not important.
Right. And
a lot of people wondering about prenatal depression, and is that a thing?
Yes, depression in pregnancy is a thing, and it represents about 7,500 women in Ireland annually. And it is important for a woman to talk to the hospital when she's in the hospital. And if she doesn't feel she can talk to the hospital, then she needs to talk to her GP about it. And she can go on a mild antidepressant while she's pregnant also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Siobhan wants to know, how long after having a baby would you consider depression postnatal depression? Like how long, you know, is there a cutoff point where you said baby blues can be about 2 weeks? So is it beyond that then you need to start looking at yourself?
Absolutely.
Right.
Someone says, my baby blues experience was crying because someone said my baby was cute. My postnatal depression experience was that I didn't want to see anyone. I would have happily cut off everyone in my life that wasn't my baby. My baby was my world and I didn't care about the rest of the world. Does that seem...
Very common.
Yeah.
And one of the women we had in a support group one time just said that we asked the question about, why wouldn't you go out now? Why do you not answer the phone? And she simply said, to go out that front door, is it like a concrete? The door is like a lump of concrete. I can't get past it, in her mind.
Yeah.
So it's very common.
Another person says, I had postnatal depression after my first baby. It was awful and all-consuming. It took years for us to think about having a second. It's such a fear it would happen again. We took the plunge and have an amazing four-year-old and now a four-month-old. I feel great this time round. So to all the women who have been there before, you may not suffer with it next time round. It really helps to talk about it. I think, isn't that the key, Irene, that like that today what we're trying to get out to people is that there is hope, that as dark as it seems, if you're in the throes of it, that within, as you said, within 10 weeks, this can be turned around.
Absolutely. It's just incredible. And I think today is about that sense of hope. We see women, we've counselled 8,200 of them. So we have a fair idea now what works. And we know that this works. And it's critical for a woman to take the support. And I've been in Tesco as a charity and we've handed out flyers. And we've had women with trolleys, literally pregnant, do their baby and they ran out the door. We've ran after them with the flyers and right. All we've said is, look, we just want to say congratulations, but if something goes where you need support, follow us, come to us.
Okay. Niamh has an interesting point and that maybe there's something bigger as a society that we need to look at. She says, it's great to hear post-natal depression being discussed in your show. As a mother and a psychologist, I have a few concerns about how it is generally discussed. A lot of the symptoms described are very normal responses to an exhausting life altering experience that changes your entire identity. We need to shift the discussion away from an emphasis on PND being a problem within the individual to it being a wider issue of society's expectations of what motherhood should look like and women being able to simply adjust and let go of their old lives and identities. So how much of it is a symptom of that just a drastic shift in your own identity and your life, but whereas society keeps telling you that you should just carry on as normal and pick up, you know, where you left off a few weeks after you've had the baby.
Yeah, and I think she's quite correct in what she's saying. And I also think that women themselves nowadays put themselves under massive pressure with birthing plans, with breastfeeding plans. They have everything planned out. And unfortunately, when one of those plans goes awry, they're lost. Mm. They can't cope. And then that message to themselves is, I'm not a good enough mother. When really it comes in many forms. Babies come in many forms. And even though the books tell you baby sleeps at 10 past 10, what baby's going to sleep at 10 past 10? And how realistic is that? Mm. So she's right, there is a lot of pressure. There's huge pressure on women returning back to the workplace. The expectation's there.
Yeah, and the celebrities getting the baby, but you know, the post-baby body back and all that kind of stuff just adds extra pressure. If people want some advice... is it nurture.ie? Is that
it's
the one?
It's nurturehealth.ie.
Nurturehealth.ie, sorry.
Yeah.
Nurturehealth.ie is the place to go. Irene Lowry, founder and CEO of Nurture, thanks so much for dropping in to chat about postnatal depression for Mind Yourself Now. It's been lovely meeting you.
Well, you too. And thanks a million, both of you.